Thrill Seekers, Old Billy Mordecai here. This week, we're bringing you the Haunted Brewery Tours. We'll take you around this brewery and mansion, where you can see the murder-suicide, the just-suicide, the just-murder, and the murder-suicide-murder. And one guy just up and fucking died. Not to worry, though. He had several diseases at the same time, which he did not get at the brewery, we've been assured. Thrill Seekers, do you want to walk past hallways with exposed asbestos? At the end of our Haunted Brewery tour, there will be a tasting area where you can get several different beers. Pale ale, lager, some German name that I can't pronounce, but they told me it's great. Come to the Haunted Brewery Tour and experience all the sights and sounds of the 911 tape that we acquired by illegal means that we're going to play over their PA system while you walk down the hallways where the murders happened. Thrill Seekers, did you ever want to be in a room where a body was found? Well, congratulations, we have 9 in this house. Literally every corner of our Haunted Brewery and Mansion Tour has been the site of something grisly. And at the end, there will be horsey rides where we painted the horses to look like they have skeletons on them. Come experience the sights and sounds of our horse stable. You can see the beer making process as old Johnson digs his hand into the barley and tries to make it into something edible. He's not doing a good job, but he's trying, and it's on the Untappd app if that's what you do. Thrill Seekers, you will notice in every bathroom there is an employee must wash hands signature plaque. And we've been told by Johnson that he follows it to the T. If you're wondering where all that stuff on his hands came from, it's probably unrelated to brewing. We have been told by Johnson that the cask that he puts all the barley in gets really hot, so it probably nothing's living in there. Thrill Seekers, do you like to gamble with infection? Join us for our Haunted Brewery Tour, sponsored by the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks. It's spooky month!
Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I am Mike. I'm joined, of course, by my co-host, Napier.
So,
and via Skype, the fuckface Travis Hulse.
Suck a dick.
Phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Happy Halloween.
It's spooky day.
To everyone.
October 31st.
It's a spooky day. We are not live this week. This is pre-recorded, so we appreciate you listening, I guess. Tell a friend. We'll be back live next week. But I mean, there's a lot to go over.
There's so much to talk about.
You know what pisses me off about Halloween now?
What's that?
What?
They have the Simpsons Halloween special not before Halloween, but in the middle of the fucking month. It doesn't make no damn sense. You put it on the Sunday before Halloween.
But I guess that wouldn't be a great time to premiere stuff because people are out doing stuff. It's a bad time for TV.
You got people who are a captive audience handing out candy to little kids, and they're going to have the TVs on.
But they're going to be constantly interrupted.
So, put on something shitty like a Munsters reunion.
Which is why we're not live tonight, because I figured that if we were sitting here doing a show, we'd keep getting, you know, 17-year-old boys not dressed up in costume knocking on my door asking for candy just because they showed up.
You also have to figure, too, though, that trick-or-treating seems a lot more condensed. By the time it gets dark where you would sit down to watch TV, trick-or-treating is over. It's like 3 hours.
Yeah, once it gets too dark, then you turn off the light, and then you start
entering
the door.
And then you go sit down and you watch your television. You can play whatever, because by that point, the kids are home, they're sorting through their candy, and you can stare at the television together and eat a bunch of sugar.
A lot of people are doing the trunk-or-treating.
God, that is so fucking lame. That is the lamest, dumbest shit I've ever heard of.
Well, there's creepy clowns out snatching kids, though. You gotta, you know, circle the wagons and just have your fun amongst yourselves and try to keep out outsiders.
Weren't the clowns just, like, hanging out at street corners being creepy? They didn't actually snatch anybody, did they?
They were trying to snatch little kids from bus stops.
Okay, that's pretty fucking creepy, but...
They were threatening to beat up teachers.
the clowns did?
Yeah.
They went into the schools and beat...
They were calling on the phone. They were saying, we're going to beat up your teachers when they're walking to their cars.
I don't think those were regular clowns, though. Those were juggalos. Juggalos are always talking about beating teachers up, from my experience, anyway.
I don't know. The juggalos, they've tried to go mainstream with clown passion.
They're going to have a march on Washington, the juggalos.
Why?
Mainstream.
They're all going to get together in one concentrated group, and they're going to tell Washington, hey, we're not a gang.
They are a gang. They're listed as a gang.
Yeah, but they don't want to be. So they're all going to organize.
Like a gang? They're all going to group up together like a gang and yell at people like gangs do.
Hey, everybody that describes themselves as a juggalo, let's form a big posse and go tell people that we're not a posse.
Guys, let's organize in one big group and intimidate people.
We demand they stop doing something. We're not a gang. Napier, you said they were going mainstream. If they really wanted to go mainstream, they'd show up at like their data entry positions wearing full juggalo makeup and their lunchbox full of Faygo soda.
You think they're not?
Travis, a true juggalo is wearing his makeup even when he's not.
He wears his makeup on the inside.
Whoop, whoop.
I'm going to spit my coffee all over my computer.
Do you remember that was big around here back in the late 90s?
The Juggalos?
Yeah, the Juggalos. Wasn't Chris's brother a Juggalo?
Oh, yeah. A friend of ours had a Juggalo brother. He was like the only white kid at an all-black school. So really, he had no choice but to be a Juggalo.
They needed something.
Yeah, he had to be weird and intimidating.
Yeah, yeah. That's the only way to survive, really, I think.
I think he did just fine.
I think he's like a narc cop now.
Good on him.
Oh, the best kind.
But, you know, in his past, he has that juggalo experience that gets him through. It's your way to learn the streets so that you're ready for real life.
Are you sure?
It gives you a tough outer exterior, Napier, that you can use to mask your insecurities and troubles.
I thought that was called goth.
See, goth and juggalo is a very fine line.
Yeah, I do see both of them at Hot Topic.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you can get your juggalo clothes at Hot Topic, I would imagine. They all tend to wear black, mostly.
A lot of chain wallets.
Chain wallets happen, yes.
Pointless other straps on your jeans or pants for no reason.
Like weird straps. Zippers that...
Extra zippers, like part of a
pocket. There's no pockets or anything. Yeah. Just a zipper.
Just like, hey, a zipper. What's that zipper for? It's just there. Can you unzip it? No.
Sometimes you actually could unzip them to find not a pocket. It's just a zipper that's been sewn on there.
You open up the zipper... And it's just pants.
Just more pants.
I'd be so upset if five of my six zippers on my pants stopped working.
So let me ask you, if you like dressed up as a juggalo for Halloween, is that offensive? Are you appropriating juggalo culture? If you're not, and I guess a sub question to that, if you ran into an actual juggalo on the street, would you feel that you would have to say, hey, I'm not actually a juggalo. I'm just dressing up for one for Halloween.
And then would they be offended? Would a juggalo say, hey, man,
hey, brother,
that's not a Halloween costume. That's my way of life.
You could just fake it and then they'll think you're just like a juggalo poser.
How would you even fake that? Do you just start slurring your words and using inappropriate phrases at the wrong time that don't really mean what you are trying to say?
No, just mention some ICP songs, and I'm sure you'll be like, yeah, that one was great.
So I'd have to, like, research ICP songs before I walked out as a juggalo from...
Travis, I could probably name 10 ICP songs just by guessing.
All right, let's do it.
There's definitely a song called like The Carnival of Terrors, and there's probably one called I'll Chainsaw Your Nipples Off.
There's one like Mr. Malenko or something.
Yeah, Mr. Malenko. And if somebody calls you on it, just say, yo, bro, I mean, that's like a rare cut. You just might not be a real fan. You question their...
Like the Plague from 99. It was their best show.
Yeah, dude, it was a B-side on that single.
Oh, what's their get-together called?
The Gathering of the Juggalos.
Yeah. Don't they do that somewhere in a field in Illinois?
Yeah. You know, my favorite ICP song, I Stabbed You in the Feet So You Can't Move.
We should do a real or fake ICP song titles.
That's an amazing idea, now that you just said that, because all of these things sound like absolutely could be ICP songs.
I'm actually a real big ICP fan. You didn't know that, Travis.
Closet. You just wear your makeup on the inside.
Right. I got it on the inside.
So, Travis, what's your spooky day adventure going to be?
This day or the
Halloween day?
Well, first I'll go to work. That'll be scary.
Yep.
And then after that's done, I will rush home to grab my children to try to do a trick or treat for the 2.5-3 hours that they allow children to trick or treat anymore. Do you remember when we were kids? Didn't it seem like trick or treating was like an all day thing?
Yeah. We would stop, I think, at like 8:30, 9 o'clock around here.
Yeah. It would be dark as shit. And you would just still go until all the lights on the street were off. Like, people would, as they ran out of candy, would turn their porch lights off. It wasn't, hey, it's 7 o'clock, turn your porch lights off. You just would, and you'd wander with your buddies until you found more porches that were lit up.
And then I feel like we hung out after that, and we went.
Oh, we absolutely did. I remember there was one year, the town that we lived in, I think my parents like dropped us off like downtown. It was a very small town, but there was a lot of houses condensed together. So my parents like dropped me and my buddy off, or I think it was me and my cousin. And it was, so we trick-or-treated in that area while it was kind of still daylight. And we ran through that whole neighborhood. And I believe they said something like, hey, we'll pick you up at, you know, on this street at this time. Well, they picked us up and then they took us to an adjoining small town, dropped us off there and we for like another couple of hours.
Oh, yeah. We used to hit up particular neighborhoods if we knew they were good.
Right.
And they would give us the big candy bars. And we always knew the guys who would give out fucking warm cans of soda.
Like, did, wow, you shake you, them up, dude, and then open them on their porch then?
Mm-hmm. The gal across the street from us used to give us raisins, and my dad would save the raisins that she gave us and give them to her kid the next year. I know he did that at least twice. I mean, my dad was hardcore. My dad used to get pissed off if somebody in the neighborhood would throw their snow cone cup in, like not throw it in the trash, and he would crumble up their snow cone cup and mail it to them.
Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, he'd pay for a stamp and everything. He would write their name and address on the thing, even though they were right up the street. He would actually run it through the mail, mailing them a styrofoam cup just because they littered.
That seems like an awful lot of effort to prove a point.
Yeah. But no, my dad would, he would keep the Williams raisins that they gave us, for Halloween in a drawer for the whole year, just so that the next year he could give the Williams the same raisins back.
Napier, doesn't this explain so many things about Mike Moore?
Yes, it does.
Like, why he finds it necessary to try to prove everybody wrong all the time.
You want to get into it, Travis, you fuck?
It's like so enlightening that your dad would hold on to stale raisins for like a year and like send snow cone cups through the mail just to be like, you fucking littering assholes.
Not only that, but pick out their individual kids to do it to.
Fuck you guys. It's principle is what it is.
Hey, we got this from your cunt mom. You eat them, you little shitbags.
So awesome.
You still won't talk to my dad.
No, he threatened to kick my ass.
Well, it's because you called the house at like 2 o'clock in the morning to like ask me about.
No, that was a complete accident. I thought I was
asking me about John Van Beesbrook or something.
It was something stupid, but I thought I hit your cell phone. But on my phone at the time, there was like a thing.
Guys, this wasn't like last week. I don't live with my parents. Okay, this is 20 years ago.
Just to clarify.
Yeah,
but Napier refuses to talk to my dad because my dad got mad 20 years ago. Then he called the house at 2 o'clock in the morning.
He's bigger than me.
Got to get a handful more years till he gets older.
Yeah, I'm going to at least wait until, you know.
Well, he's walking with a cane now, so you could probably take him.
So he's got a weapon.
You got to wait till he's in a chair or something.
Yeah. I don't trust that cane. Oh. I'm sure he's sturdy enough without it. I bet he could at least give it a good swing. You only need to connect once.
So, I mean, do you have any Halloween memories?
Oh, God, I'm trying to think of one. There was a time I was like a little shithead. Not like now where I'm a big shithead. And me and my buddies, we were going around to the different houses. And my buddy would always do the trick-or-treat. And then you're supposed to, like, you know, tell them, like, if they said trick, he would always tell them, like, he was going to teepee their fucking house.
Yeah.
And he'd always walk around with a thing of toilet paper. And one year, one of the neighbor's dads, who apparently his son was on, like, either the football team or the soccer team, you know how they always do the freshman, you get your house teepeed?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, apparently his house got teepeed, and his dad was really pissed off about it, and he thought this 10-year-old did it. So he chased him down the street.
You know, I only TP'd one house my entire life, and it was my own house. Did I ever tell you guys that story?
No, I don't recall this.
A buddy of mine was a freshman on the football team, and we hung out all the time. I was over at his house all the time. My sister was a member of the Hawkettes, which was, they weren't cheerleaders. They were like the dance group.
Yeah, the flag corps.
Yeah, and the Hawkettes went around, and they TP'd all of the freshman varsity football players' houses. And so one day I was over at my friend's house, and we went out in the front yard, and we saw that they had TP'd his house. And, you know, being the egger honor that I am, I said, man, are you going to take this shit? And he said, no, this is bullshit. He said, you know, we got to find one of these Hawkettes and we got to get them back. I said, I know where one lives.
Why would you mention that?
So we went down to the Walgreens. We bought a shitload of toilet paper. And I mean, we just went to town. We TP'd the fuck out of her house.
You couldn't.
I mean, we did it like 30 times worse than they did his. He didn't really even get that much toilet paper. He didn't even have any trees. We had a big old fucking tree. So the next morning, my dad woke me up. He said, who TP'd the house? I said, oh, I did. So what the fuck did you do that for? I said, because Michelle TP'd Tom's house, and that's bullshit.
He needed revenge upon her.
You know, we taught her a lesson, didn't we?
Did he tell you to go outside and clean it up?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, I had to pick it up.
So that really backfired.
That showed her making me do all this manual labor myself.
Maybe, did you ever get into those like weird shenanigans, eggs and fiery bags of shit on people's doorsteps?
Oh, God, for like a year, some shitheads from the hockey team were fucking with me, and they kept egging my house. I'm sure Mike remembers all that.
I didn't know. I had nothing to do with that. I didn't know anything about it. I think you told me about it.
No, you did. I found out who it was. And, well, they'd been egging my house. Like, I would say once every 2 or 3 weeks, they would come by and egg my fucking house. So I got tired of it, figured out who it was. And we called the cops on him. And apparently the cops showed up to his house, and he wasn't there. And this was like at 1 o'clock in the morning on a school night, and the dude's dad went ballistic and just beat the shit out of him.
Oh, because he snuck out?
Yeah, he snuck out.
Oh. my buddy Bobby was dating a gal one time, and her parents were remodeling their bathroom, and they were throwing away a bunch of stuff out of the bathroom. And the toilet was out at the curb, and me and Bobby asked if we could have it. And they said, well, sure, I guess. What are you going to do with it? And he said, eh, don't worry about it. And we went and put that in front of Napier's house. We just put it out in his front yard, like an old used toilet that they were replacing. And Napier knew it was us right away, and he called and told us that the squirrels were making a house out of it.
Yeah, I caught two squirrels. They were butt fucking in the top of the bowl.
How do you know they were butt fucking?
One squirrel was hunched over, the other one was behind it with its little squirrel dick.
That's how they
have sex, man.
Travis, Napier isn't aware that you know you could get to it from that direction.
Oh, really? Like that doggy style doesn't mean you're.
He sticks strictly to missionary. That Napier.
A doggy style doesn't mean you're.
That's how people fuck.
Oh, but I showed Mike and Bobby. Showed those fuckers good. I took the toilet.
Did you take a shit in that toilet?
No, I grabbed it from my lawn where it was, you know, set up nice and pretty. And I then dragged it out into the middle of the road and just left it there for Florida to come and pick up. And sure enough, they did.
Seems like a waste of a perfectly good toilet.
Well, it wasn't. They were getting rid of it for a reason.
All my neighbors, they rake all their leaves out into the middle of the street.
Yeah, I noticed that.
And then I drive over them and try to push them back into their yard. I like to... Well, I mean, they're neat little stacks. Like, where do they think those leaves go? Like, what do they think is going to happen?
They don't give a shit. It's off their lawn. That's the point.
But, I mean, it just sits out in the street.
Well, no, it'll eventually go into those sewers.
And then the sewers will all back up, and then we'll just be flooded.
No,
that happens every time it rains.
No, that's not part of the community service where they have a truck that comes by and sucks them all up?
No. No, we don't,
really?
Travis.
They just blow them in the middle of the road for nothing?
Yep.
They just go out in the road, and then they just stay there until eventually they go down in the sewers or something.
Oh, I thought, like, you were... Because I know around here, like, in the actual township, you rake your... leaves either onto the curb or right over the curb, and they have a truck that comes through and like sucks them all up, mulches them all up.
No, we all pay for yard waste, but yeah. I guess they don't. They pay for putting
sewer renovations
sewer.
After yeah. they get all fucked up.
Well, you see, Mike, I don't know if you know this or not, but if the sewer backs up, you can call the city and they'll go fix it. You can't call the city for them to go rake your yard.
But all that toxic waste that you guys have in your sewers probably eats all those leaves up anyway, right?
Oh, yeah, and probably, you know, squirrel dead bodies, raccoon dead bodies. One time when I was little, it was near the 4th of July, and one of the sewers had all those fucking leaves in there from shitheads just throwing them into the fucking street. And I took one of those, you know, those little flash things, they smoke and they make sparks. Little firework guy.
Mm-hmm.
It's made out of, like, phosphorus or some shit. Lit one of those, threw it into the sewer for it to catch on fire. I thought it was funnier than shit.
You know, the raccoons, they eat all of my expired food.
Mm-hmm.
Do the raccoons get sick?
No.
Why not?
The raccoons, they're...
I mean, I throw stuff away because it's expired. And then the raccoons eat it because they want it.
Well, if from birth... All you ate was garbage and like dead things, I think your body would like just become accustomed to it. And that's, you know, what it would need then to live.
So if you accustomed yourself to eating expired food, you could probably live on the cheap.
Oh, absolutely. You'd have to do it from a young age, though, I think.
Just start. That's a good lesson to teach people, new parents and stuff. Just feed your children garbage.
Does that,
they grow up and then their system will get rid of anything.
Moldy old bread.
No, that's penicillin. It's good for you.
Yeah, and then you'll be fine.
That's the new definition for the household pizza night. It's when you go to Domino's and eat out of their dumpster.
Does that work in the same way that shooting yourself with .22 caliber bullets will work to keep you immune from bullets if you just eat a bunch of little ones?
Is that how it works? If you shoot yourself with small calibers, if somebody eventually shoots you with a 9mm, you're immune to it.
That's how you're building up your immunity to bullets.
It's like UFC guys who like just let people punch them in the guts all the time, so it builds up their strength to take a punch. If you just shoot yourself a lot, eventually you'll be immune.
That's how Luke Cage got his powers.
That seems real legit.
So every morning you wake up, you shoot your baby with a pellet gun. And then when they get to a certain age, you just up it a little bit. And you start shooting them with a little bit higher caliber. And then by the time they're, you know, graduating from high school, they can take a shotgun shell like nothing.
Just like Luke Cage in the Netflix series. Have you seen Luke Cage?
I haven't watched Luke Cage yet.
It's fine.
Did you watch it?
Yeah.
It was fine?
It's fine.
Like when you were done watching it, you weren't mad that you had watched it?
Right. I was like, oh, it's another one of those Marvel Netflix shows.
Great. You know, the Jessica Jones, the first three or four, I didn't really care for it that much. But I soldiered on, and five episodes in, it got really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what happens with this one, or is it throughout?
It's almost the opposite. It's like it's really, really good, and then it's like, yeah, all right.
Didn't know where to go with it.
I don't know. It just seemed fairly anticlimactic at the end. You know, there's like this big buildup, and there's a lot of cool shit that happens on the way to the finale, and the finale is just like, oh, I guess it's over.
Yeah, that was the last one, I guess.
Yep, that's exactly what it was. Like, oh, I guess Iron Fist is next.
You know what I watched last night? I watched Wiener.
What's Wiener?
Is that the documentary on Anthony?
Yeah, and one of the last scenes of the movie is so great. Because this guy has what seems like no-holds-barred access to Anthony Wiener's downfall. And they're filming him the whole time. All this shit that, I mean, everybody knows what happened with Anthony Wiener.
Yeah, he showed his wiener.
It's so poetic, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And so this guy's filming him through the whole movie, you know, through all of these. I mean, like, you know, where he's talking about, like, what his strategy will be talking to the public and stuff is like, wow, this is like behind the scenes of what he's going to say to the public. It was very, very good. But one of the last scenes of the thing, the guy making the documentary asked him, why did you let me film all of this stuff? And Anthony Wiener gives him this sad little shrug, like, I don't really know.
Guess it doesn't matter. All of the release forms are filled out.
Right. But no, I recommend that. That's Mike's pick of the week.
Are they following him around before the first scandal, or is it after, like, the first big
scandal? It's after the first scandal. He started running for New York mayor after he resigned from the House. And when he was running for New York mayor, a whole bunch more pictures came out. A woman that he had been corresponding online with went public. She became a porn star. She's actually in a lot of porno movies. We paused it to watch one of her porno movies halfway through because we were curious how her porn career was going.
Wasn't she like a high-priced escort?
Cindy Leathers.
That sounds like a fake name.
I'd imagine so.
You got to think about what's wrong with these women who are putting these things out in the, like, even like the Brett Favre thing when that happened, when he was sending his dick pics to some strange gal, and the only reason it came out is because she leaked it to the press. Why are they doing that? I mean, what?
Well, I mean, why wouldn't they do that?
Guys do it too. I mean,
but why?
And Brett Favre showed this chick her dick for no real reason.
But it seems like with the Anthony Wiener thing, like that was a correspondence that was happening. Well, I guess I haven't seen the movie, so I guess I don't really know. But I thought that was like a correspondence that was happening.
Actually, I think she communicated with him that she thought that he was fucking a dickhead for sending people pictures of his dick. And then they got into a detailed conversation, which resulted in him sending her pictures of his dick.
Okay. Well, that makes more sense then.
But then all this happened. So he dropped out of the House. Then he ran for governor. And then all of it came out again. And then he lost the governor race. He was a favorite to win. He ended up with 5% of the vote because, you know, weeks before, there's a whole bunch of pictures of his dick on, all over the place. And so then he kind of went into obscurity and just kind of was, you know, being a husband and a father and trying to stay out of the public eye. And he started making appearances again on television and stuff. And then more pictures of his dick showed up. The guy just can't stop showing people pictures of his dick, Travis.
But what kind of a politician was he? I'd like to ask people previous to this what they actually thought of him as a politician.
He was a very well-regarded one.
Well, you have to remember.
He was very outspoken. He's a very charismatic guy. Like, even throughout this whole thing, you're going, he's very likable. I mean, the guy has a problem. He just has to show people his dick all the time.
So how does he get shamed, but we had a president who, while he was in the Oval Office, let some young 20-year-old intern blow him. And it came completely to light, but he just got a pass on that. Now his wife
well,
is.
I mean, right. I wouldn't say he got a pass on it.
He kind of did.
We're still talking about it.
Well, we're still talking about it. Yeah, it became a giant story, but it didn't do anything to him.
He got impeached.
He got to run out his term.
Yeah, but I mean, they went through the process.
Right. But that's anytime they go through the process, it's just like, hey, look, guys, we're just doing it.
You're like, hey, guys, this is kind of fucked up, and we thought maybe we should say something about it.
Yep, and this is us saying something about it. I mean, he's going to fill out his term and be president for all of the time he was elected, but, you know, if he was going to be president longer, we probably would have stopped it or something.
But I mean, you would probably say, just on the surface, that that is the thing that Bill Clinton is best known for, right?
And his saxophone.
If you think of Bill Clinton, what's the thing that Bill Clinton is most known for around the world?
He was the one
that got the blowjob, right?
And he played the saxophone and liked McDonald's French fries.
Yeah.
Travis, let's just do word association.
Okay.
I'll name a person, and you just say the first thing that comes to mind about them.
Got it.
Bill Clinton.
Saxophone. Oh, is that it?
It's Tupac, Machiavelli, the Don, representing Death Row. Get what you heard. The only station that's truly representing for the streets.
Strangelabel.com.
Hi, I'm Bria, the artist behind the popular webcomic Life of Bria, and now host of my new show, Live with Bria, here on Strange Label Radio. Tune in every Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern to hear me have live discussions with artists, writers, filmmakers, and activists about every topic under the sun. Every episode is sure to make you both laugh and think, and will also be full of references to obscure kung fu movies nobody will get but me. Also, I like dinosaurs, so we'll be talking about those, like, all the time. It's my show. I can talk about whatever I want. So, yeah. Check out Live with Bria, Sundays at 6 p.m. Eastern, only on Strange Label Radio.
They say till death do us part, but it wasn't quite true. You weren't really dead, and I know I still loved you. Our kids were the same, just a shambling mess, only grunting and moaning. And eating live flesh. I made you a vow, and I won't turn away. I'll stand by your side until my final day. I love our dead kids, and I did love you too. So if romance is dead, then I want to die too.
Romance is Dead is filmed before a live studio audience.
Hold on. Don't pin the arm on the ghoul without me. Andy's got zero sense of direction, and I want to see if Deborah's new boobs are birthed. Hey, Marty.
I am not a crook.
Oh, sorry, I meant Mr. President. Welcome to Hallows Eve 2K16. We have impeachment tea in the witch's cauldron. Help yourself. Oh, hey, our eighth Harley Quinn. You're a little late, so there's no fettuccine Alfredo left. But if you want, there might be some ice cream in the freezer.
Brains.
Gary, what the heck? What are you doing?
What do you mean? I'm a zombie. My preferred menu item is brains.
You can't dress up like that anymore.
Why not?
Oh, you know, the undead coming back to life and wiping out half of humanity?
So? That means I can't dress up like a zombie anymore?
Yeah, that's exactly what that means, Gary. Your mother was eaten by the undead in front of you. On your birthday! Everything has an expiration date. An event can change what's acceptable. Would you dress like Hitler? Slather on some blackface? Would you throw on a hoodie and grab a bag of Skittles and go trick-or-treating as Trayvon Martin?
Oh man, I didn't even... Look, I'm sorry, Ralph. I'm really sorry.
It's alright, buddy. Just chalk this up to a learning experience. Hug?
Hug. Speaking of the undead, where's your daughter?
She was out earlier, but she tried to eat Martin. I put her in a cage and gave her hot wing bones.
Well, what am I going to do about this costume now?
Oh, here. I got just the thing. Topped you off with a wig. Here's a little prop guitar. Slap on a bandana. Voila! Keith Richards.
Romance is Dead. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Here is Mike with a quick update on the WFOD Hollywood Fantasy League.
Holy shit, did Inferno tank. Getting beaten by last week's holdover Medea has to be a real kick in the balls for old David Pumpkins, as the last time he made one of these Da Vinci Code sequels, it made about 46 mil its opening weekend. This pile of shit made 15, got beat by a cross-dressing movie that probably cost 20 bucks to make. Jack Reacher did equally terrible. Its $40 million total and 47% Metacritic gives Team WFOD 19 points. We'll have a total for Inferno and a pretty good idea whether the Lotus cast is going to die or not next week.
Once again, WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Sugar man, won't you hurry? 'Cause I'm tired of these scenes. For a blue coin, won't you bring back all those colors to my dreams? Silver magic ships you carry, jumpers, coke, sweet Mary Jane. Sugar man, met a false friend on a lonely, dusty road. Lost my heart. When I found it, it had turned to dead black coal. Silver magic ships you carry, jumpers, coke, sweet Mary Jane. Sugar man, you're the answer that makes my questions disappear. Sugar man, 'cause I'm weary of those double games I hear. Sugar man, sugar man.
In honor of Spooky Month and to celebrate Samhain, I've decided to bring our listeners back to the edge of the other world. I've scoured through hundreds of hours of interviews and read countless documents to break down a few of the most haunted places. This year, we travel across the pond to merry old England, or should I say, scary old England.
Thank God.
I'll feature one of the spooky sites each week, and together we'll figure out what makes each of these locations so disturbing. We'll take the listeners on a tour of these devilish destinations so they don't have to experience the terror firsthand. Or I'll feature them so they can travel to one of these spooktacular sites at their own peril. This week I bring you Barry Pomeroy Castle.
Who's Barry Pomeroy?
He owned a castle. That's pretty significant to me.
Is Barry Pomeroy the ghost that's there?
I don't know.
Thank God this bit is over.
Guys,
it's 2017.
If you're one of the people that is annoyed by that segment, just remember that December is coming soon, and you can all send Travis as many elves on shelves as you can, because he hates them. You'll have your revenge on Travis.
Surefire way to get blocked for the month of...
Travis is a blocker, is what he is. He blocks.
He'll unblock you when December is over, but the first fucking elf I see, I'm going to block. I'm a big fan of Matt Chuck as a person. Every December, he gets muted and unfollowed.
Blockerooned from Matt Chuck.
Then I'll be his friend again on January 1st.
And that came basically because Travis went on a rant about how he hated elves on shelves.
Yep.
And so then people just started sending them to him.
Mm-hmm.
But Travis has no sense of humor, so he just blocks everybody.
Travis, but they represent Christmas magic and whimsy.
You know what they represent? Some motherfucker that wants to sell a bunch of books and stupid little elf things.
Napier, I don't know if it's age or if it's from years of hanging out with us every Monday,
mm-hmm.
but Travis used to be like kind of a happy guy. And it seems like over the years he's gone bitter and angry. Like, I remember when there was somebody who wanted to come on the show and be a guest, like, we were excited about it. I mean, we talked to some people that, you know, maybe nobody has any interest in talking to, but, you know, we were just happy to have a guest. But Travis has become jaded with guests, and you know, now if they don't send him anything substantial, then he says, fuck them.
So, you're out.
You're out.
So Travis is like, he's like a fat broad that got skinny and now she gets to be picky. And all the dudes that she used to talk to, like, no, dude.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. It's a reverse shallow hell.
But yeah, I like that, that, you know, now Travis can kind of be the gatekeeper. And so, you know, me being nice to people doesn't really matter anymore because now I have Travis to kind of be my enforcer.
I thought you
want
like
access to Mike? I don't think so. You're not on the list.
Yeah. So if people come to me and they're like, hey, can I be on the show? I'll be like, ask Travis.
That's a lot of what we deal with when we try to get guests for the show, when we contact somebody directly and they're like, oh, just contact my person.
Right. Or, and then you contact their person, never hear anything.
Nah.
Be like, guys, it wasn't even me.
Yep.
Guys, I would have loved to come on the show.
We got to get this for Travis.
A ghoul on a stool?
Ghoul on a stool.
What does glue on a stool
last,
do?
Last year for Spooky Month, when I tried to, I know that was when I tried to grab somebody I was interested in, was the Tuesday Night, who was a star of Nightmare on Elm Street 4, who also wrote like the titular track for the soundtrack, which actually never got put on the soundtrack. And she was releasing it via Kickstarter, just like a single.
So you were trying to get the woman who wrote the song for the soundtrack of Nightmare on Elm Street 4?
Right. Right.
I would think she'd be available.
If you watch Nightmare on Elm Street 4, it's the opening song of the actual movie. It's kind of a cool song, but it never got put on the soundtrack, so she's got all the rights to it, so she was going to release it via Kickstarter. So I contacted her, and she was like, oh, that sounds like that'd be a lot of fun. I'd really like to do that, but if you could just run that past my manager, because you know how they are, LOL.
yeah,
and then
know
I
exactly
contacted the manager, and there was literally no response.
Their manager's just a dead email account they never check.
Yeah, just a fucking dead Gmail.
Maybe we shouldn't even make our manager you, Travis, because you're somebody that they can come back on. Maybe we need to make up a guy named Greg.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Greg at WFODix.com. Anybody comes to us with anything that we're not really interested in doing. Like if that dude sent us Coot or the Butt. But like, oh, you got to run that by Greg.
Greg is our content manager.
Yeah.
He's got he lets us know what we have time for.
Yeah, Greg can run that by legal and see what they say. And we could probably get that on at some point, I think. I mean, that sounds fun, right, Napier?
Yeah.
I mean, we're into it. Oh, by the way, Jody told me the other day that Coot or the Butt is one of his favorite things we've ever done, Travis.
That can't be true.
That's what he said. He said Coot or the Butt was one of his favorites.
So Jody's a liar.
No, we have to shun Jody. We just have to say, no, Jody, I'm sorry. Yep. You can't listen anymore.
And I think I even made like a spot for him in my, like, so I could follow him. I think I like unfollowed somebody so I could follow him. I think that's going to have to change.
Travis, what's the deal with that? That you can only follow X amount of people, so you have to get rid of somebody to follow somebody else.
I only have enough attention for so many people, and I found this sweet number.
I mean, Travis has only a certain amount of attention he can devote to people now, and he's changed. Travis has gotten very angry.
I don't follow anybody.
And you know what, Napier? I mean, I feel like over the years, I've just gotten way more jovial.
No,
I think I've taken some of Travis's happiness. We've transferred.
No.
Drained me.
Mike just gets angrier and angrier by the day. He's just on social media, just cursing constantly under
his
breath.
I don't really ever argue with
anybody. That is legitimate too,
anymore.
Because he will just straight up just tell all of his friends on Twitter, just fuck you. Like, I see it all the time. He's just constantly telling everybody, fuck you.
I do not. I actually don't really get on social media very much anymore. I get on it maybe a couple times a day, but it seemed like before it was constant. But now I just kind of check it every now and then. And I say, oh yeah, okay,
that's cool.
Oh, they didn't like the way this 15-year-old black girl was drawn in the new Iron Man fucking comic book.
Yeah, she was too sexy.
She's too sexy because she had her hip out a little bit.
Yeah, they made Iron Man into a black woman, Travis, and now they're pissed off about it, even now.
Yep. Oh, you're sexualizing a 15-year-old girl.
You can't win, Travis. You just
cannot.
You can't
they
win.
They pulled that cover too.
Oh, they did. Of course they did. They,
you know, that's all coming from people who don't actually read comics.
Yeah, because social justice warriors are big comic book readers. I hear.
They certainly are. If they were, there would be a new outrage every other day.
There is, isn't there?
I mean, specifically focusing on comic books.
I don't know. It feels like it's just one after another of these dumb fucking demands that they fucking have. Like Spider-Woman's butt.
Yeah, right. Like she's, yeah, that's not, she couldn't have her butt up in the
her
air like
that. Her butt crack was too deep.
You know what's super funny about that that Milo Manara controversy from 2 years ago with Spider-Woman is I found it was only probably a few days after it boiled up. There was actually a porn star that had a bunch of pictures of her in her Twitter timeline. There was her doing that exact pose. I don't think it was intentional, but it was her doing that exact pose with like a sheet on her back trying to be all sexy or whatever. But it was literally exactly the pose from that Spider-Woman cover. So it was possible to do that pose.
Oh, and every Spider-Man cover is Spider-Man's ass cheeks.
There's a lot of Spider-Man ass cheeks out there. Yeah.
I mean, it's Spider-Man. Why is Spider-Woman doesn't have a butt? She's wearing skin tight, you know, whatever the hell their costume is. You can see their butt.
Yep.
Are they upset?
You can see their butt.
You should get upset about every lady that wears yoga pants outside.
You can see their butt.
Speaking of outrage and internet things, you guys watching the new season of Black Mirror at all?
I don't even know what Black Mirror is.
You don't?
Like, not only am I not watching it, Travis, I don't know what it is.
Oh, you have to watch Black Mirror, Mike. It's right up your alley.
Is it a sci-fi show?
It's an anthology series a la Twilight Zone, but it all deals with technology and where we're heading with all of our technology in very different and bad ways.
Is it just going to make me crazy?
It might make you a little crazy. There's an episode from the first season where blocking happens in real life. So if you block, like you can like unfollow somebody and you don't get their messages if they like try to call you and shit. But if you block them, even if you see them in real life, all there are is like a big white outline. And if they try to talk to you, it's just like.
So you can block somebody in real life.
Yeah, yeah. And you never
see
them again.
I would do that so often.
Fucking all Mike would see is a sea of big fucking white outlines of people, and it would just be that chatter all the time.
Oh my god, there's this, like, my work day is pretty good, except I have to interact with this one guy that I can't stand. If I could just block him, I think that my work situation would improve like a lot.
You have to communicate with him.
And then I wouldn't even have to, you know, conspire to get him fired.
Like you're currently doing.
Well, I mean, he's bad at his job. And so, I mean, I feel okay about it. But yeah, my job would be so much better if that guy wasn't there. And no. If I could just block him and I could just see like a weird white shape, that would be great.
Yeah, but then you'll have people come up to you all the time going like, hey, that guy you blocked, he said this, and he wants you to respond to it.
That's true. That's what happens on Twitter, too. I see when people get blocked, they post, hey, will you ask so-and-so why they blocked me?
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody will say, hey, so-and-so, why did you block so-and-so? And then they send something back to them, like, you know, because he's a fuckface. And then that person sends it to the person who was blocked and said, hey, this person said you were a fuckface. And it just kind of complicates the noise. So then you got to block more people. And by the end of the day, you're alone. You're captive.
Why don't you just slowly drive this coworker of yours like insane? Like just fuck with him so he like starts to lose his mind.
Yeah, I could do that.
Is that too much work or
better
just get him fired?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I want to focus on my work, not on, you know, evil plots to ruin people.
You know what you should do? Oversell him to people, like tell everybody how good he is at his job, and they'll go to him with extra work and watch him fuck it up. Like, oh, I don't understand it. He's so good at this. I mean, here, what else you got for
him? I'll give him the Andrew Luck. Have you heard about Andrew Luck, Travis, what he does? He trash talks really weird. Like,
no.
When somebody tackles him, he'll tell him, man, that was a good hit. And it freaks people out because they don't really know how to take it. You know, like most quarterbacks, when you sack them, they're like, fuck, god damn it. But Andrew Luck is like, you know, hey, man, that was a good hit. You know, you really got me good on that one. Wow, you're really fast. Good job, man. And stuff like that. And it freaks people out.
So he's just like a good sportsman. Like he has good.
Yeah, but like way too good of sportsman.
Like, he's always very complimentary of them, and then it freaks him out.
That just shows you, as a society, how jaded and fucked up we all are, is when somebody, like, gives you compliments. You're like, what the fuck is wrong with him? What is he trying to do?
What's this guy's fucking problem?
Hey, nice job. What the fuck?
That is kind of the world now.
I just broke that dude's collarbone, and he tried to shake my hand. That's kind of weird. Maybe they think he's insane.
Oh, boy. So, guys, I mean, you know, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
I guess this is the end of Spooky Month. That's kind of sad. We get excited over here about Spooky Month, you know?
I think the only people more excited about Halloween than us are dentists.
A lot of work coming your way, Mr. DDS.
So, yeah, Travis, is there anything else you want to tell the people? Any you know, good time talks you want to have with them?
I just want to say thank you for another successful Spooky Month. Thanks for being with us. Thanks for your suggestions. We appreciate everybody listening to this. This is our favorite time of the year.
If you have any other suggestions, travis@wfodix.com.
Yeah, please just send them my way. I look at every one of them. I'm just really, really happy to get the interaction, and we're excited for upcoming Hand Turkey Month.
Oh my God, Hand Turkey Month is coming!
Yes,
that's exciting. I got to go back through the last couple Hand Turkey Months and make sure that I'm not sending any duplicates, because I don't want to repeat our content. You know, Travis.
Of course not.
And guys, I mean, if you want to design your own hand turkey, you send that right over to travis@wfodix.com.
That's right. I'll post them on social media, and maybe we'll have a little contest. The best hand turkey might win a little something special.
You win a prize.
Yeah, we'll talk about that next episode. We'll solidify the details for Hand Turkey Month contest, and I'll put together a little something special for you.
I think that that Flat Drunk should come back pretty soon, too. Maybe in December we'll do Flat Drunk again.
Yes.
I think that's a great idea.
Napier, what do you want to tell the people?
If you're going to dress your animals up for Halloween, don't dye their fucking hair. That looks fucking horrible. I see people dyeing their animals' fucking hair.
Have you noticed that the dog and cat costume aisle has expanded?
Yeah.
Like, there's like a whole aisle dedicated to dog costumes now. It seemed like it was just like a fun little thing, but that spread like wildflower.
I believe our wild dog here is going dressed as a hot dog.
You have a hot dog?
I believe so. It's either a hot dog or a banana split. I
if he if he makes it to Halloween, right?
It is Halloween. He'll make it.
And guys, we'll be back live next week. Have a safe and happy Halloween time.
Always check your candy.
Do we check our candy for no reasons, Travis? Who's poisoning children? Nobody's poisoning children. Everything's fine.
Yeah, we don't check our
candy.
Just
eat the fucking candy. Shut up. If it looks weird, throw it away, sure. But I'm sure it's fine. Just eat it.
If it looks healthier than pure sugar, throw it away.
And if you don't like the look of your candy, go ahead and just send it my way. I'll eat it.
Well, that's my mama.
wants you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
Hey guys, it's Napier. Join us live Monday nights at 9, 8 central on strangelabel.com. You can listen to back episodes at wfodix.com. Call in, leave us a voicemail at 636-487-HAND. That's H-A-N-D. Interact with us on Twitter at WFODshow or facebook.com/WFODix. Email your comments to wfodshow@gmail.com. Special thanks to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz, Liquid Lozenge, Harry Balzonia, and Jody B. Come back next week. We'll do this again, probably.
Hey guys, Mike here. Have you ever thought to yourself, man, it'd be really great if I could give money to the people who do that thing I like? Well, we made that possible. Go to WFODix.com and find it under the Extras tab. In turn, we'll say thank you at the end part of the show that everyone skips past. But you won't, because you're one of the good ones. You stay till the end. You'll never leave us. Right?